Welcome aboard, you people. It is a starship, Roconcha, with Anna DeWantis off for another day. A broadcast senseless right here on 720 WGN.
And we're bracing ourselves for Thanksgiving. Fun fact, a third of all people in America are actually worried and stressed about politics coming up at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Here's what I did. Here's what I'm going to do. I have adjusted to this. Mm-hmm. I am making Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
Oh.
Construction is keeping me from hosting anybody at my house.
So it'll just be
perfect
you?
Timing.
Yep. I planned the construction. It got pushed to right now. And I thought, okay, you know what I'm going to do is they said, well, we'll come after Thanksgiving. I go, nope. No.
I want you to
work through this right now.
I see what you
They're
did there.
Tearing up the kitchen or part of the kitchen. I can still cook. I'm going to cook everybody's meals. And I'm going to drop it off to each of them individually.
Like Meals on Wheels.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to go, and you discuss amongst yourselves all of this. I want nothing to do with it.
Are they allowed to text you afterwards? Hey, the cranberry sauce was great.
No.
Just a thought.
I don't want anything.
I'm thankful Donald Trump is president.
I didn't break anything at the kitchen, right? In the kitchen.
Yeah, what could possibly need to be done in that kitchen? It was spectacular when we were there.
It's absolutely perfect.
I actually took an axe to part of it so that I could have this done. So I don't have to have people over for Thanksgiving. I can just cook for them and then deliver it to them.
Good. I just didn't want you to blame me for anything.
Well, I think you would
be blamed for something.
All right, we have a major show announcement coming your way before the end of this half hour. We will tell you exactly what is happening here. Wait till you hear. But before we do that, it's all very exciting. It affects everybody listening right now, or could if you choose to have it affect you. Good. It would be very fun. But let me just tell you, right now, we have a major legal crisis in America. It's a constitutional crisis of gigantic measure. And I know what you're thinking, Ro. What did Donald Trump do now? No. Fenwick and Plainfield.
Huge
are
news.
In court, clogging up the court system with the result of a football game on Saturday. Our ABC News' Ryan Burrow is covering this. The network is interested in this story, too, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you talk about high school football and lawsuit, it kind of perks some attention. We kind of push these out to all of the markets, and I can't tell you how many hits I've got this afternoon just because, people want to know about this. Well, it is a big deal, right? It is state championship, 7A championship. This is a pretty big dog, right? I mean, 8A is as big as you get. We've got Loyola versus Maine South coming up Saturday, and then the 7A championship. Also Saturday downstate is going to be East St. Louis against, right now, Fenwick. Or not, I take that back. Not Fenwick. Let's try
Plainfield.
That again. Against Plainfield North. And it all comes from this crazy play. Did you guys hear about this play?
So explain what happened here.
Yeah.
So Saturday is a playoff game.
Semi-final game between Fenwick and Plainfield North. Fourth quarter, time is ticking away, just a few seconds left, and Fenwick decides what we're going to do. We're up 10-7 to run out the clock. Quarterback's going to take the snap, and he's just going to launch the ball. And by the time he launches the ball, the time will be expired, and game will be over. We'll win. We're going to state. Well, all seemed like a good idea. The throw went down, but flag comes out. Penalty, intentional grounding. So what the referees do is they give Plainfield North now a shot with the ball. Time has already expired at this point, but they give them essentially
an untimed play.
They kick a field goal, tie it up, go into overtime, and win it in overtime. 18-17, Fenwick out,
and it
Plainfield
turns out
going to state.
What the Friars did was completely legal, and it was the mistake of the official calling the game. And then the IHSA, in their infinite wisdom, and they have been wise my whole life, so why wouldn't they be wise now? The infinite wisdom of the Illinois High School Athletic Association basically says, that guy made a mistake. That's the wrong outcome.
They admit that
because
that was
of video
was
review, or how, why would they admit it later?
Well,
they didn't see during the game.
Beyond further review, when they look in the rule book, they realize when you can't have an untimed down you can't have a penalty leading to an untimed down at the end of the game. So that's against the rules. Now, there's another rule the IHSA has, and this is the one they're sticking with at that point, that essentially says what the officials say is how it goes.
Right. If they
make a mistake, what the officials say goes. So that's kind of what they're leaning on right now. They try to appeal.
So now this ended up in court. So tomorrow,
crazy,
there is a court hearing Hold on, my cookies are done. Tomorrow, there is a court hearing in the morning. In a Cook County Circuit Courtroom in the Law Division, over here, it's down here, isn't it?
With several alumni of Fenwick, I'm sure.
Oh, God, I'm sure that's true.
I feel very passionate about this case, I'm sure.
At least 14 Durkins will appear at this. Guy's named Durkin. In front of a judge named Durkin. That would be the best, actually.
Fenwick Grant on the bench.
All various forms of mustaches.
Yeah, but right, because Fenwick does produce a lot of the legal community.
Yes, and yes, highly successful graduates,
oh my God,
right?
Great school. And
St. Ignatius, too, my friend.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Not and Carmel. And exactly. I mean, it's just going.
Loyola Academy.
Everyone's going to get mad here.
I know.
Anyway,
forgot.
So the point here is that Fenwick has got they've got their lawyers. Plainfield North,
those poor kids.
These poor suckers. They have no idea what's going to happen when they end up in a court here in Cook County, right? They're not from Cook County. And they have to figure out what's going on.
It is crazy, though, that they're doing this, isn't it?
Is it? I mean, legally, to overturn this, wouldn't it take a lot?
For a permanent injunction.
For a high school football game.
Yeah.
Game went in overtime. I mean, either team could have won in overtime, I suppose.
You think the judge will take that under
consideration? I don't think it makes any sense. You can't have an appeal for a football game every week, which is what you'll have. If you get these things going like this, it's just crazy. It's completely crazy.
What could a judge even rule? Fenwick won the game, or would they say replay a game?
That's right.
She, I believe it's a woman, by the way.
She could rule that Fenwick should have won. And then what happens? There'll be an appeal. So what do you do with that?
Can't they play the game again?
No, they can't because it's time out. This is the weekend of the championship.
Saturday night champagne.
Yeah, so right.
I don't know where they're going to do all this.
This is crazy.
I mean, right. So they got to do it quickly. You're right.
So both teams have to keep practicing this week, right? I mean, in theory.
And the courts aren't even really open on Thursday. Are they open on Friday?
No. Courts aren't open Thursday or Friday, I don't think.
That's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday.
Yeah, you got to go shopping.
That's a holiday.
That means something totally different in Cook County.
Isn't that a holiday?
Yeah.
Anyway. Right.
So will there be a star next to this win forever?
No. No star.
And who's going to, what does the star mean?
Like the asterisk.
I know an asterisk, but what, I mean, and so, first of all, who would ever be looking at the records of this to go, look at this? I point to this. Now, we got to be very careful here because our commander in chief here at the Tribune Company,
Fenwick grad.
Very famous Fenwick athlete, still holds a record.
A diver.
Yeah. And so I would like to say on behalf of America,
you hope they win.
I am for Fenwick at this. I think that Fenwick was completely robbed in this process and that there should be a reconsideration.
Totally. But what a court will decide.
And this is what's wrong with America
right
now.
And I think the judge is very attractive.
Yes. I think she's a
stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning
and what
judge.
A brilliant jurist.
Brilliant jurist, exactly.
Sure.
Brilliant jurist. Yeah. I've read many of your prior cases. And I believe that your opinions
really are great today.
Well thought out.
So do you think this will be a quick
Yes.
decision, Mike Monaco?
No, I think it'll be very quick. I think the judge is going to say, I can't decide this. This is a high school football game. It's over. The game is over.
And by the way, it's a high school football game. And if any of you ever bring a case like this in front of me again, I will hold you all in contempt of court, and you will all spend 30 days.
I don't think so.
But you wonder if it's another one of those situations where adults kind of fail the kids, right? Because if the kids actually really won, and I didn't see the game.
Well,
if they actually really won and they had a bad decision.
It's only one play that counts.
But that's what makes a game sometimes, right? That's what decides. So.
Yeah, well, it was, I guess, could you say it was a mistake by the Fenwick coaches to have this play the way they played it instead of sending a real player down there to catch the ball or to try at least try
but
to
still
catch
not,
the ball?
That's still not an illegal play.
Still shouldn't be illegal. They still don't get another down. There is a rule that says something like a play cannot end. I thought there was some.
Well, I mean, that's in the pros. And in college, you can't end on a defensive. You can't end on a defensive penalty.
Right. But so this was an offensive penalty.
I don't know. Whatever the point is, first thing you want to know, the first most important thing you want, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Since it happened. Well,
what was the?
Here's what you want to know.
What was the
Chicago accent.
What was the leverage on the game?
I just want to make sure. I want to. You know what I want to do? Here's what I want to do. I just want to make sure I just want to make sure. I want to check the bank accounts of some of the folks involved in this game directly. Hear me? And I just want to make sure that nothing, no hanky-pankiness. You know what I mean?
Well, that's another good idea, right?
Yeah, I think that is a good idea.
You're filled with good ideas today.
Yes, but on the other side, Michael, can you stick around for just a second? Because
sure.
On the other side, I want to ask you. Donald Trump says today he is not going to pursue.
He didn't say it that way. You say it the normally way he says it, bro.
Ooh. Oh, all right. I don't want to hurt the Clintons.
That's what I thought.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to pursue legal action against her.
Right.
That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to instruct anybody, okay? Okay, failing New York Times.
I'm becoming presidential.
Right.
He's becoming presidential.
I'm going to tweet about myself right now. Hold on.
I don't think that's going to stop.
Violetta Powder Medics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
I have the announcement in my hot little hand right here. Michael Monaco is with us, our legal expert and attorney at law. He'll tell us about the Hillary Clinton decision coming up in just a few minutes.
And also help us with the fine print on what we're going to announce.
Yes.
In case there's something legal that needs to go through.
Well, you may need a lawyer down there, actually.
Yes. All right. This is very exciting. Are you all ready? Judy, are you ready?
Hello.
Ready. Si, senor.
You ready, Kevin Powell?
I am.
No big deal.
I love surprises.
I'm already on my first tequila shot. Go.
She is like Violetta is like the Saturday Night Live character.
Come on. Tell me.
The Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, featuring Judy Pilot, Kevin Powell, and Violetta Pattermanek, is going to Mexico.
Woo!
Sick.
Sick. And as such, we're taking you with us.
Viva la Mexico.
We're escaping to Huatulco, Mexico, March 11th through the 18th.
Great time to be in Mexico.
Swap your stress for sun, sand, and cervezas. Now, you've heard about all the goofy stuff that we find ourselves in as a team of people, parties and other things that we do. We just go out and we celebrate everything.
Sure. When we get together, strange things tend to happen.
Yes.
And a lot of fun, too.
Yes. Well, last night I caught fire, actually, while I was out.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later. Yeah. I still don't understand how
I actually
happened.
Caught fire.
You were at a restaurant, and you caught fire, but
caught
only you.
Only me at a restaurant caught fire, but that was it. And I'll explain
you?
That a little bit later. No, I'll explain that. But this, that has nothing to do with this. A full week of unlimited luxury accommodations at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa, offering incredible oceanfront views of the Pacific Ocean. You are going to get endless meals and drinks in the resort. Private welcome party that is going to be off of the chain.
Cervezas, margs,
shrimp cocktails,
carne asada.
There's the resort has 24-hour room service, concierge service, free Wi-Fi, the largest pools in all of Huatulco.
Wow, and it's the Pacific side. I love that.
Who needs Wi-Fi
side
with the endless meals? Let me just put my phone aside for a week.
Yep. Hell, your phone isn't going to work down there anyway. You don't have that package.
Did you say drinks were included?
Yeah.
I'll sleep
on the beach. I don't even need a room.
You had me at drinks.
Yeah. Get the booking details. There's a booking form you can download at WGNradio.com/Mexico. Book your trip by January 11th, WGNradio.com/Mexico.
I can't wait.
Or Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Spelled with an X
in
the middle.
With an X.
And Huatulco has an H in it, if you want to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's silent.
Huatulco. Huatulco.
Huatulco.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh,
it is. It is paradise on earth down there.
Yeah, I was looking up more information about it. It just looks stunning. The coastline there on the Pacific coast.
Looks like a private beach situation.
Mm-hmm. All your information is on WGNRadio.com. It's got picture gallery too.
I don't know that one of us will end up in a Mexican prison before this is said and done.
Dragging you guys all down with me.
You're going to need a lawyer.
Mike Monaco, you got to come with us.
Exactly.
That's right.
It doesn't say adults only.
I got to dust off my old leopard printed thong for this. We got the private beach.
A lot of that, I'm
Hello,
sure.
Hello, ladies.
Girls for the girls.
Can I buy you a drink?
You know where the weight room's at?
Hello, ladies.
Can I buy you a drink? It's included.
Bro, do you have any prediction on the trip since you've been right on all these other things, politics and sports?
As long as everyone survives, please.
Oh, yeah. No, we all survive.
Okay.
But somebody ends up afoul of the law, and we need to it's going to be like that scene from Argo where we're just really happy when the plane takes off.
Do they accept dollars or only pesos?
It's all on roast, so we don't need either.
It's all inclusive. We're good. It's all inclusive.
I wouldn't worry about it.
At jail, in jail though.
Oh, they take it. They take
anything.
They'll take anything. Yeah.
I think they prefer dollars actually in those circumstances.
Yeah, especially now.
And by the way, it's true. Mexico's going to pay for the drinks.
Basically, what's happening here?
Is there a wall around the resort?
No.
It's all oceanfront. What we're doing? Beautiful.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. All right, stay right here. Judy is so excited, but she still has to do the news. Coming your way in 2 minutes. All right, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mike Monaco is still in the studio with us. We were just talking about this. One of the great cases in legal precedent history is going to be heard tomorrow here in the Cook County Courts. Fenwick v. Plainfield North.
Oh, no.
The football team.
In the football
high
teams.
School.
Right, high school football teams, as they are taking in a typical, this is exactly what would happen at Fenwick, because it's foreign by lawyers, Cook County lawyers.
A lot of successful grads, right?
Right, exactly. And it's a lot of people in the court system, and they're all going to, you know, they're basically going to decide, you know, hey, we don't like the outcome of the game, we're going to court. They'll find a judge.
For a high school game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we'll find out more about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, Donald Trump today told the New York Times, amongst other things, that other than their failing, that he is not going to pursue a prosecution of Hillary Clinton. He's not going to ask for a prosecution of Hillary Clinton, I guess. I mean, the Justice Department will do what the Justice Department does separate from him, but he's not pushing for it.
Right. He said during the campaign, he said he would ask the Justice Department
for a special prosecutor.
For a special prosecutor.
I'm going to put you in jail, okay?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
Lock her up. Remember that chant?
Right.
Yeah,
everybody...
lock her up. But Director Comey twice came out and said that there were, although she was careless, it does not amount to what he thought to be enough to bring a criminal prosecution.
I wonder how the Trump supporters feel about that.
Well, they don't feel good because already Breitbart is reporting, which is his senior advisor, Steve Bannon's former association, that it's a broken promise and that he had said that he was going to fight corruption in D.C. and that doesn't send the right message, that they're not above the law. So people are already upset about it.
But it would be impossible to have a case. I mean, the director of the FBI himself came out and said, we don't have enough evidence. There's not enough evidence to indict her.
And they'd call him as a witness.
They'd call him as a witness. And they would, and not to mention the fact that it's so unlikely that there would lead any to a prosecution in any event.
Mm-hmm. If in fact she is indicted, should she call you?
Are you available?
Yeah, I am. I'm busy, but I'm available.
Help me understand something though, Mike Monaco, because his job is to appoint the Attorney General and the DOJ, but I didn't know that he actually would direct or guide them in terms of what they would investigate prosecute.
You're exactly right. He does not do that. And the director of
FBI, it's a misunderstanding among many of what the job of president is.
Entails, right.
Yes. You know,
the director of the FBI has a 10-year term, so I'm thinking he'll be the FBI director throughout Trump's 4 years, I assume.
Although it'll be very interesting. And this is why this is so important.
This will be an interesting 4 years. That's your point.
Checks and balances.
Yeah, exactly.
And even though he's got a Republican free reign here in the Senate, it appears, if he starts acting as recklessly as some fear he might, if he does act recklessly, then the question is, you know, who are the first to break bad on him? And will the FBI director step aside and go, I can't do this because this guy's doing that and they're ordering me not to. And look what just happened. So it's going to be very interesting. Michael, you are a genius. Thank you for being here. You should join us in Mexico.
Yes,
when we go on March
like
11th. Go to WGNradio.com/Mexico. If you'd like to join us on our trip to Mexico, me, Anna, Violetta, Kevin, Judy even is going to have a good time.
Violetta has a good time wherever she is.
Wherever she is.
She makes the party.